Welcome everybody to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson. It's free for everybody, and it's called Don't Jump. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, don't jump. But before we talk about not jumping, I want to tell everybody that you can check out the 7-day free trial at SpanishPod.com. Just come to the website and sign up for that 7-day free trial, and you can have access to everything. And you can decide if you want a Spanish Pod subscription. Now, don't jump, Liliana. This is for you, because I know sometimes you get desperate.
Well, not enough to jump.
No?
No.
But I see you on the side of the building all the time.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the keyword of the day is... peligroso.
Peligroso. That's one word?
Yes.
Okay. Peligroso. It means dangerous.
Peligroso.
Okay. So I'm peligroso, right?
No.
That's what mothers tell their daughters.
Oh, no.
He's peligroso.
No, come on. You cannot even kill the fly.
I can kill a fly.
No, you can't. Okay, let's just begin.
Let's listen to the dialogue 3 times. Here we go.
Dialogue. First time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¿Está loco?
¡Ay, no! ¡Se quiere tirar de la fuente!
¡No! ¡No saltes! ¡Es peligroso!
Second time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¡Está loco!
¡Ay, no! ¡Se quiere tirar de la fuente!
¡No! ¡No saltes! ¡Es peligroso!
Third time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¡Está loco!
¡Ay, no! ¡Se quiere tirar de la fuente!
¡No! ¡No saltes! ¡Es peligroso!
¿Pero qué hace ahí arriba?
But what is he doing up there?
¿Pero qué hace ahí arriba?
But what is he doing up there?
¿Pero qué hace ahí arriba? ¿Está loco?
Is he crazy?
¿Está loco?
Is he nuts?
¿Está loco? Ay, no. Se quiere tirar de la fuente.
Oh, no. He wants to jump off the fountain.
Ay, no. Se quiere tirar de la fuente.
Oh, no. He wants to throw himself off the top of the fountain.
Ay, no. Se quiere tirar de la fuente. No, no saltes. Es peligroso.
No, don't jump. It's dangerous.
No, no saltes. Es peligroso.
No, don't jump. It's dangerous.
No, no saltes. Es peligroso.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start the dialogue with, but what is he doing up there?
Pero... ¿qué hace allá arriba?
Okay. Now, we're going to start the sentence with the word for but.
Pero.
All right, Liliana, that's not the way I use but in English. I never start talking with but.
You don't?
No.
Well, this is Spanish.
Okay.
And you start with pero.
Pero. Okay, it's kind of like, what is he doing up there,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You see, you just did it.
I did, pero... okay. Okay, what's he doing up there is the question.
¿Qué hace allá arriba?
Okay, so how do we say up there?
Ahí arriba.
Is it 2 words?
Yes.
Okay, so we have up there, and here it's ahí arriba, which is there, up.
Yes.
Right? So the word for there?
Ahí.
And the word for up?
Arriba.
And you put it together?
Ahí arriba.
Ahí arriba. Ooh, sounds fun.
I know.
Okay, how about what is he doing?
¿Qué hace?
¿Qué hace? Okay, that word for what is que, right?
Yes.
And the word for he does?
Hace.
Hace. Now, what verb is that, Liliana?
Hacer.
Hacer. To do or to make. So if you want to say he or she does something, you're going to say hace. So let's put it all together. But what is he doing up there? What is he doing up there?
¿Pero qué hace ahí arriba?
Okay, and the other person doesn't know. The other person says, is he crazy?
¿Está loco?
¿Está loco? Now, this is a great thing for newbies to know.
Yes.
Right? Because when you travel around Latin America, you're going to find crazy people like Liliana Mata. And you're going to want to accuse them of being nuts.
Yes.
So, the masculine form of crazy?
Loco.
Loco. Okay.
Loco.
And the feminine form for talking about you would be?
Loca.
Loca.
Not okay. About me. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now let's make it into a sentence. Is he crazy?
Está loco.
Está loco. Now that's the verb estar, which means to be. Okay, so here we have, is he crazy? Está loco. Now the other person realizes what's going to happen, right? She says, oh no.
I know.
He wants to throw himself from the fountain.
Se quiere tirar de la fuente.
Okay, now this is a little bit tricky, but we're going to start at the end with the word for fountain.
Fuente.
Fuente means fountain. It can also mean source, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the fountain.
La fuente.
Okay. From the fountain.
De la fuente.
De la fuente. That's how you get the three last words of the sentence.
And this actually is also a last name.
De la fuente.
Yeah, I have a friend. His name is Enrique de la Fuente.
Oh, okay. That sounds very Latino.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the conjugated verb in the sentence is he wants.
Quiere.
Quiere. Now, that's the verb querer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the action verb is to throw oneself, which is...
Tirarse.
Tirarse. Okay, to throw oneself, tirarse. Now, if I look after quiere, I don't see tirarse, I only see tirar.
It's because at the beginning is the se.
Oh, it comes before the conjugated verb.
Yes.
Oh, so there's so a little
just,
bit of a...
Yeah, he's sneaky, you know? He just like went behind it. So it's se quiere tirar de la fuente. So that tirar, it would be the same as tirarse, but that se is just like separated. Just think about divorce or something. And he's up front the verb.
Okay, so that we have a roaming pronoun here.
Yes.
Okay, so, oh no, he wants to throw himself off the fountain.
Ay, no, se quiere tirar de la fuente.
Okay, the other person's going to shout, no, don't jump.
No, no saltes.
No saltes. Okay, this is the verb to jump, right?
Yes, saltar.
Saltar is to jump.
Yes.
Okay, and so when you want to tell someone not to jump, you're going to say,
no saltes.
Okay, that's a prohibition, right?
Yes.
You are not allowed to jump. No saltes. And then we have, finally, our key word.
Es peligroso.
Okay, peligroso is a keyword. And we want to make a sentence, es peligroso. It is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue again three more times. And I'm just going to put this fork in this toaster.
Dialogue, first time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¿Está loco?
Ay, no, se quiere tirar de la fuente.
No, no saltes, es peligroso.
Second time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¿Está loco?
¡Ay, no! Se quiere tirar de la fuente.
No, no saltes. ¡Es peligroso!
Third time.
Pero, ¿qué hace ahí arriba?
¿Está loco?
¡Ay, no! ¡Se quiere tirar de la fuente!
¡No! ¡No saltes! ¡Es peligroso!
All right, we're back.
In fact, we actually invited ST to explain us what is up with this fountain.
Yeah, why are we jumping off a fountain? What's going on here?
Okay. You know, right now in July, it's the famous festivity in Pamplona, the running of the bulls.
Oh, that's right. And you are from that area, right?
Yeah. So that's a lesson about the running of the bulls. And there's this fountain called La Fuente de Navarrería.
Okay.
And all the guiris.
Guiris?
The guiris are the foreigners that come to this festivity.
Okay.
When they are kind of drunk. They
kind of,
yeah, well,
very,
very wasted. So they go on top of this fuente and they jump from it.
They jump from the top of the fountain.
Yeah, so they expect people being
to catch them.
Yeah, to catch them, but it's not always like that. I mean, it's really dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, and they do it every single year. It's like you can even check web pages and you see like...
No, we saw.
You can do Running of the Bulls, this, the, and La Fuente Navarrería.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, come on, Esty, you've jumped.
Ay.
You have.
No, man. That's for giddies.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Locals never do it.
So what do locals do?
Just
laugh at the
giddies.
Laugh at the people that do that. They're like, oh, look at this poor innocent.
Here they we go again.
Is, yeah, they that think this said. Is tradition or something.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, now we know what this dialogue is all about. If you have any questions or comments, please come to SpanishPod.com. But for now, it's time for us to go. So hasta luego.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Hasta luego.